KB2HXS. Mobile.
WTJKT, how's it going?
What's happening? W2JKD, I think it is.
Bingo. Yeah, just sitting here in 85 North traffic. There's a slowdown here wherever I am, maybe a little bit south of Greenville.
Oh, boy. Fun. Yeah, we, the wife and I, we ran down to south of Greenville, down to Honeya Pass, which is about an hour south of us, is a place we had to go down to, a military warehouse down here. We buy some stuff and then made our way back. And, of course, I think we passed about 3 accidents on our way back.
Pretty good for Tuesday.
Yeah, right? Well, you know, when you see the accidents, you see the stupid things that people do.
There's still a transmission on the left shoulder on 85 North up around, I think it's around Duncan or something.
Oh, you told me about that last week. I think I remember that. I try and stay off the interstate as much as I can, unless, you know, unless we're going somewhere, you know, Florida or something, because then the back roads just don't cut it. But yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, no choice if I want to get home in a reasonable time. Yeah, I've got from exit 27 up to 96 on 85 on my way home.
What part of South Carolina do you live in? I don't know where exit 96 is, where it takes it.
From there, I head 18 north up into North Carolina. I live up in Shelby.
Oh, my. You've come a long way. Okay.
5 miles driving away from the office.
Holy mackerel. Wow. Okay. Now, were you the one that was telling me that you do conference calls in the mornings and nights? Was that you?
Meeting, I'm talking to the folks on 610 on the way in. Sometimes I can catch a meeting in the afternoon on my way home. But, we've got nighttime meetings with Asia and stuff like that occasionally. So I work basically on and off 24/7 instead of just having a set block of 8 hours that I work in a day.
Oh, I gotcha. Now, what do you do for work, or are you not allowed to say?
I'm an engineering manager for TTI Ryobi. I work in that big building off of exit 27 that you can see on 85 as you drive by. But, I'm on the motor control team. But, you know, we have Asia counterparts that we work with, and we have a nighttime meeting with them once a week, and then, you know, things come up here and there. So it's usually Teams messages or emails, you know, here and there. But, it's good. I like it. And I only go into the office 2 or 3 days a week, so the drive isn't so bad.
Yes, the big Ryobi and Rigid is in the same building, isn't it?
We do tools for those 3 brands in that building, and then there's a little bit for some other stuff, but mainly those 3.
I'm a Rigid fan. In fact, I still have one. The 12-volt impact that Rigid used to sell, apparently they don't make anymore. It used to be my favorite 12-volt impact. I had to switch off to another brand because sometimes those 18 volts are just a little bit too much for what I do.
Out of the 12-volt stuff, but I don't think they make any 12-volt stuff now. It's all 18-volt. And Ryobi, we have our new 4-volt stuff, like little handheld, you know, kind of low-power tools, you know, lights and radios and scrubbers. And, I think we got a rotary tool and some inflators and stuff that are 4-volt. But, the 18-volt stuff, it's a pretty big battery. So, you know, for stuff like that, it can be a little big.
Especially for the little screws that hold the air conditioning doors on and things, it's just sometimes it's a little bit of a pain to get them big 18-volt drills in there. Man, they just strip them right out.
Kind of a nice happy medium, but I guess, you know, the voltage war began and everybody wanted to do 18 or 20 or 24, so, it's a bigger battery when you do that.
Yeah, it's a little cumbersome sometimes, too, but damn. Again, unfortunately, I had to switch off to another brand for convenience and a little less power.
I'll come back to 12-volt again someday, but I kind of doubt it.
Well, I still have my 12-volt Rigid. I keep it as my spare, just in case.
12 volt stuff in Milwaukee though, so you know, that's always an option.
Oh, you do Milwaukee as well?
With this location, Milwaukee is still done in Milwaukee, but yeah, we they're part of the TTI brand group.
Oh, okay, then I don't mind mentioning it. What I have is in Milwaukee, the 12 volt. I really like it. It's got a little button on the back. You can change the speed and torque on it.
Pack drivers do have the multiple mode selections on them, so you can limit the speed and the torque that they deliver. But yeah, the 12 volt. But I do like the Milwaukee 12 volt stuff because it's really compact and you can get them into really tight spaces.
Yeah, the Milwaukee works really well for me. I like it.
And we'll slow down in the usual places on 85 North this afternoon.
On Highway 101. I'm staying on the back roads today.
Augusta Road, and here we are coming up on Pelham Road. It's another little bit of a slowdown. So the next one will be at 290.
That's, yep, I know where that is. That's where the truck stops are. I know, right? Too much traffic, not enough road.
General. Plate this fine, beautiful day.
Going over to pick up some wood, and then I'm heading back to the house. Some chopped up wood from a tree, and then I'm heading back to the house, and then just kind of chill, I guess. I don't have too much going on today as far as air conditioning and heat, but just kind of hanging loose and getting ready for the warm weather to get here.
At a time of year where the systems don't run quite as much.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice period. I get a little bit of a catch my breath time here and get caught up with some of the things around the house. And then once the warm weather hits, man, I'm just full on.
Hey, I've got to see what's up. My system went offline about 10:30 this morning. I tried to log in and see how hot it was in the house. I was like, oh, it's offline. And I've had a sticky float in my condensate pump, and I turned on the air conditioning for the first time this morning to dehumidify the house, and it shut itself off after a couple hours. So I'm sure that float has gotten itself sticky again. I need to go work it loose.
Well, put a vacuum on that drain line. Make sure you get a good pull on that thing. Get all that crud out of there.
Yeah, and that transmission is just before exit 56 going north, so not quite Duncan or Greer, but just shy of the 14 exit on the northbound side. Yeah, it came out of a Ford Ranger. I'm sure it works pretty good.
It can stay there. I drive a Dodge.
I stopped to pick it up, but it's such a dangerous spot that there's really no place you could stop and safely get it.
Somebody who's into scrap metal or something, grab that thing.
I got a text. I need to make a call into work, so I'll be back in a little bit. If you're still around, we'll say then, but if not, 73. So W2JKT, back in a bit.
All right, my friend, we'll catch you a little later. I'm gonna be designated here in about 2 minutes. W2JKT, KB2HXS.